Listening is a lost art. We seem to be in such a hurry that we just do what we have to do and miss the person in the process, whether it is the person we are supporting or the person we are supervising and mentoring. We need to be listening first to what the person is saying. That includes what their nonverbal body language is saying as well. You should help your staff reestablish the art of having a conversation and model these skills so they can use it with the people they support. What would you talk about in a day? Chances are it would not just be about personal cares or behaviors. Ways that your staff can start conversations can include: what was your day like? What happened today? What's important for you today? What's important for you this week? When listening to people who are nonverbal, what are their facial expressions? Do they nod their head, point, eye gaze? How do they show excitement or displeasure? Do they respond by not opening their mouth to tell you they don't like the food or drink offered? Listening involves observation and attention. Click to get a list of some key things to remember about listening.